in Romania, Toronto-based company Gabriel Resources is looking to create 4 open-pit gold mines in a valley called Rosia, Montana, displacing over 1,800 people and destroying fragile ecosystems and ancient archaeological sites. Former Canadian ambassador to Romania, Raphael Girard, is now a director of the board of Gabriel Resources, and he stated last year that the Canadian government is actively lobbying in support of the Rosia, Montana gold mine. On the line with us is independent journalist Frédéric Dubois, who recently visited Rosia, Montana. We've reached him this morning in Prague. Good morning, Frédéric.
Good morning, Don.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, nice to be online with you.
So I did a brief introduction of Romania. Maybe you can just start by first answering the question, is the mine operating and have people been displaced?
Right. At this point, in 2006, the mine hasn't started yet. The mining company Gabriel Resources, as you mentioned, has been in the area. We're talking about central Romania. It's in Transylvania, more precisely. They've been there for the last 8 or 9 years, and they've tried to get different green lights to go ahead with the project. This is an open mine gold pit project that they're preparing, and it's valued at $2 billion US. It covers 24 square kilometers, and the total amount of reserves is of 10 million ounces of gold, which is it's a really huge amount, at least for European for the European context. It's one of the biggest deposits that you can find in Europe, and this project is still in the phase, is still awaiting actually the environmental green light. The company has lately submitted the environmental impact assessment, something that they need to do under new Romanian regulations that are basically copied from the new European Union regulations and directives. And so they've submitted that that report, and it's a 4,500 pages report. I've read some of it, and it appears that it is having a lot of difficulties passing through the different steps in government, in the Ministry of Environment of Romania at this point.
What are people on the ground in the community saying about the mine?
Right. This is. I've been in Rosia, Montana, which is a very small village, actually, in these very beautiful mountains of Transylvania, and I've interviewed about 12 different people. I've also talked to different people in the village, people that are pro mine, others that are anti mine. The community is quite polarized, so there are a lot of people that have already sold out to the company. The company has been pursuing this strategy of buying houses, and they've bought about half the houses. There are about 500 to 1,000 houses. The exact figure is not given. I've been walking around Rosia, Montana, and some other villages around there, and most houses are actually already in the hands of the company. What the company needs to do is to buy up all propriety that it can find on the site in order to be able to start extracting any gold. It's a 17-year project, meaning it's a very short on a very short period of time. We're talking about a region in Romania that has been dealing with gold mining for the last 2,000 years. Even when the Romans came to Romania back in those days, there was already the beginning of very simple mining, but the mining was already going on. So you had all this culture of mining is already there, but people have never seen such a proposal to have a mining project done in 17 years and of this amplitude that, as you said in the beginning, would basically displace thousands of people, and the very village that I'm describing is actually under threat to be moved or people to be resettled. And in place of that, there'd be like a treatment center, and most of the mountains and the surroundings of Rosia, Montana would basically disappear. Now, I've talked more precisely with some of the advocates of the anti-mine project, and there is this one man called Eugene David. He's a owner of land in that region, so he's an agriculture farmer, and he's also a volunteer with a local NGO called Alburnus Mayor, and this NGO is actually the motor of the anti-mine movement. What they're saying is that basically what the company is advancing, what they call a responsible mining, is definitely not the case here in Rocha Montana, because they're saying that displacing a village to dig out some gold is basically totally irresponsible. The zone is also very populated. That's another thing that they're mentioning. And it's also a project that would put on hold or actually stop any kind of alternatives to mining. It is a sector that not only has always combined mining with agriculture and with tourism, but it has also been a point of attraction for people internationally, even because of the archaeological findings that have been found there, archaeological things that go back to the Romans. And also another major, I'd say, critique that people are advancing in this anti-mine campaign is that the technology that is being proposed by the company is with the use of cyanide, and this is one of the major things that people are afraid about in the region, not only in that village, but of course in all the villages that are near rivers coming by Rocha Montana, and also people afraid of the air pollution. So these are like the main aspects.
The company Gabriel Resources is obviously having a hard time with their public relations, and they've launched a website called TrueStory.ro, and this website is basically trying to show readers all the positive impacts of the mine. I'm just going to read you a quote from the website, and I just want to know your feelings on it. The quote is, "The people of Rocha Montana are isolated and vulnerable. This is a community at risk."
Yeah, the population of Rocha Montana is definitely vulnerable. It's isolated in the sense that it's a very rural environment, but there are a lot of, in another perspective, if you take it from another point of view, it's people are not isolated because there's so many people, so many NGOs and so many groups internationally that are mobilizing against this project, that have been that have known about this community for a long time, and that have visited the archaeology or also been there for touristic reasons, just to walk in the mountains and so on, that enjoy this place and know that if the company actually starts digging there, they totally ruin the region. And the other aspect is that people, it is true that they're vulnerable. A lot of young people are leaving to Spain or to Italy to pick potatoes, to go for to pick strawberries and strawberry fields in these countries. They have to leave because there's no employment alternative. But what the anti-mine advocates are saying is that basically if you do this project and after 17 years you got all the gold out, you've sent it, you've exported it, and nothing is left in the region anymore, you can't even start a tourism project or some sustainable agriculture, that wouldn't advance the region at all. It would maybe do it for a couple of years in a very artificial manner, and maybe in a development that people don't really want. But it would definitely not be a long-term or sustainable or responsible initiative. Actually, there's one very important aspect that needs to be looked at here in this case, in this mining struggle, is that actually this company, who's like your quote is, who's saying that people are vulnerable, that's the very same company that is actually putting people in this vulnerable situation. Because what happened is that in 2000, the company got lobbied the local government, the municipality, to to change the urbanization plan. Every city in Romania and every village has this urbanization plan, and they lobbied so successfully that now the entire region of Roraima-Montana, so we're talking about these about 24 square kilometers, have been recognized as industrial zone. So what happens is that since July 2002, no one else can build, no one can start a business, no one can build a hotel or start a tourism activity, because it's been tagged that way. It's been coined as an industrial region. So this is a major obstacle or impediment for the local population to be developing their own bottom-up projects. And this top-bottom project is being advanced like that through different techniques. You were mentioning this website about even the domain name saying that they're talking truth. These websites have actually been activated by the company to work against anti-mine domain names and websites. There are even court cases right now where the company is taking the anti-mine activists to court. They're suing them on the basis of defamation, of using the brand, even the name of the village, Roraima-Montana, .org, which has been used by the anti-mine movement, is one domain name that the company is saying that should be theirs because it's basically the region they want to develop. But I mean, all of this has been having a quite strong impact on the region, but also on the national level. And many organizations have actually made alliances, and some very unusual suspects have come up and talked against the project, such as the Orthodox Church, which is the biggest church in Romania. They've for a long time they've been supporting the project, and 2 years ago they actually changed position. And looking at the environmental impact assessment, they said, based on that, we're taking side with those that are saying that it's not a good project. Same thing with the Académie Roumaine, which is a sort of equivalent of the French Academy, so it's a sort of think tank of intellectuals and very influential people in Romanian society. They've also taken side against the project and have a pretty strong influence on local population. So just talking to some activists such as Stephanie Roth, that you may know because she's won an international environmental prize called the Goldman Prize. She was telling me that we're winning since people in the local community are very tired. They're very tired of struggling. That's true. But we're winning the case against the company because shareholders, and that's really what she believes, that shareholders in the company, Canadian pension funds and different shareholders that are in the mix, are actually also tired of waiting for this project to happen. And the pressure is tremendous. There's the price of gold is extremely high, as you know. And this from her analysis, means that the company will basically pull out if they don't get an environmental green light now before the end of the year.
Fred, maybe we can just go from that idea into the last question I had for you. We have about 2 minutes left.
Yep.
And that is, how is the Canadian government and how are Canadian taxpayers implicated in this project?
Well, you basically get to this community, Roraima-Montana, 500 people living there. You go, you enter the first place, the biggest place that you see, which is the Community Information Center that is run by the company. And there's a Canadian flag right there. And there is all over the place Canadian influence. You see these logos, and you also, as you mentioned at the very beginning, there's this former ambassador, a Canadian ambassador to Romania, that is very much implicated in this whole public relations campaign that the company is running. The company is actually right now employing 60 students on the ground and running this pro campaign. They want to show that you know, they want to try to greenwash, so to speak, the project. And the Canadian government is present in the form of this former ambassador, of course, who is very well connected and knows who to talk to in the government. So that's a major problem that people in the anti-mine movement see. But also the government, the Canadian government, is also involved because funding agencies such as IDRC and CEDA are also looking to fund organizations that participate in things like the environmental impact assessment. Companies such as SNC-Lavalin and other companies, Canadian companies, have participated in that that impact assessment, and it's just the beginning of it. If the company is to move on with that project, Canadian other smaller companies will actually join in and try to push that project.
Okay, that's a really important update for us, and something that we might not have known had we not had the chance to talk with you. Do you want to just plug a website quickly, and then we'll end it off?
Yeah, rosiamontana.org. This is the anti-mine movement website, and there is also the fanfest.ro, which is a festival, music festival that just happened, and that is also a basically a cultural manifestation of opposition to that mining project.
Good. Thank you very much, Frédéric.
You're welcome.
That was Frédéric Dubois live from Prague in the Czech Republic, and he was recently in Rosiamontana, Romania.